Chris is in Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, they had a National Spelling Bee on last night. I wonder if BT kept one eye on it to learn some new words to use on his show.
Very funny, Chris. He's always very funny, Chris, on a Feel Good Friday.
You know, it's interesting because Jalen Brunson wears number 11.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot of posts on X towards me about this is going to be his Messier spot. This is what he needs to do.
Sure.
And, people forget, game six against the Devils. Mm-hmm. That was an amazing game. He had a hat trick that game, and that was the game where you woke up the next morning and guaranteed that they were going to win. That was a real hard guarantee.
Yeah.
And he did it, and he ended up leading his team to a Stanley Cup final. This is a little bit different just simply because the Knicks didn't lose game five at home like the Rangers did.
That's right.
They won game five at home, and Jalen Brunson has been the ultimate captain for this team and since the day he got here. I don't necessarily know that I put him in Mark Messier's class, but I will say that if there was ever a player that has got that heart and has got that desire to lead his basketball team, it's what we have witnessed every single game that even the bad games that he plays, he's in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you get into Mark Messier's class if you're Jalen Brunson, is you deliver that championship as the leader of the team that has been away from championships for 50-something years like the Rangers were. And the Knicks are right now. That's how you do it.
Yep.
I mean, so it was, 54 years for the Rangers? I mean, is it 54 years now? No, it's less because it was 52?
I think it's 40. It's 43 years?
43 years. No, it can't be 43 years. I'm 43.
44, 42 years.
No, it's got to be. No, because I'm 40. I was born in 1982, so they didn't win in 1982. It's tack another 10 onto that.
So 52.
Whatever. Yeah, 52 years.
Whew.
So it's sort of the same thing. Here we are.
Yeah, and, I can't say enough about what he did last night, especially at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, isn't it wild to think that 1940 to 1994 is the same as 1970 to 2024? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't seem like 1940 seems like a long ass time ago. it's a strange thing. I'm going to give you a stupid hypothetical sports thing here for real sports talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Would you rather have your team go into game five 2-2, so you feel like you're in the series, you're right there 2-2, but then you lose game five and you're down 3-2, or have your team be down 3-1 and think, oh my God, we've got to win three in a row, but then win game five and have the momentum going into game six down 3-2? Which one's better?
Oh,
because the reason why I said this is because you just gave both scenarios. The Rangers and the Devils, right? They lost game five at 2-2 and were down 3-2.
52 years.
52 years. So they were down 3-2 after losing game five, which is momentum to the team that's got the 3-2 lead. It's in their court. So now, you're down 3-1. You got to win three in a row, but you win game five and you're building. You got the momentum going into game six, which is the better generic spot for a team. I think it's what the Knicks are doing.
Well, I would say this, but,
still gonna win three in a row.
That game six over New Jersey was one of the most memorable sporting events for a team that I root for.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, the satisfaction of waking up the next morning after that victory.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm not talking about
it was unbelievable. And I mean, as a hardcore fan and as somebody who was playing in the city at the time for the Jets,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there was nothing like it. I mean, it made you want to be able to be part of something that special.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the significance as much as just teams in really rough spots in playoff series where they're down. And the Rangers were down after losing a game five, 3-2. And the Knicks are down 3-2 after winning a game five and then going back on the road.
I got to tell you, it was really hard as a Ranger fan to wake up the morning of that game day and not be nervous and not thinking that this season that was so special, that was so great, wasn't going to end that night in Brendan Byrne Arena.
Yeah, exactly. Against the Devils, no less, right?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, that one, and that's why, I don't, you root for your team, you want your team to win, just like I want the Knicks to win. The reality of waking up that morning, even as a contemporary athlete at the time, man, my thoughts were like, man, these guys, they're going to blow it.
Yeah.
And Mike Richter was out of his mind that night. He saved their ass three or four times early in that game. And then all of a sudden, Messier turns on the Jets and becomes, you know, Captain Canada, Captain America, whatever you want to call him. But, man, he was just amazing.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, as you mentioned, people want to make the comparison to Messier and Brunson, and it's close to this point, but if you want to be Mark Messier, you got to be the one who delivers the championship. And, I mean, Brunson's one game closer after having an amazing game last night, but, you know, he's going to have to, the Knicks can't win with Brunson being average. He has to be great every single game.
He's going to be great. It's a lot of pressure on him, and you know he's lived up to it for the most part.
Yeah, let's go to Rich in Plainview.
Now it's free. Well, you can go Rich, back to the Rich, show and listen to
Rich,
it.
Rich.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. What's up, man?
A real quick thing. How do you guys put Jalen Brunson in the category of Messi? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man, you're not listening. God damn it!
How are you so goddamn stupid this morning?
Holy. If that isn't like classic sports talk caller.
Yes.
I mean, I had said like a minute ago, if you want to be Messier, you got to win the championship.
Right. And I'm saying that people are posting towards me at X because they both wear number 11 because they're both the captains
and
their respective
teams.
And he's not there yet.
How did you put him in the same class?
Open your ears.
How could you guys actually be doing that?
Friday morning, it's a feel-good Friday. This guy's pissed me off right now.
Yeah, I know. It pissed me off, too. Because we said the exact opposite of what he thought we said. God.
If there's somebody in that car with him, you got to reach over and slap him right now.
He would be like the worst juror of all time. You know, he's hearing the exact opposite of what people are saying.
Well, wait a second. I thought that bloody glove was... No.
And by the way, you know... I don't know how much more of a compliment you can give another athlete in another sport in this city.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you would say that Eli Manning had two incredible playoff runs and had two incredible Super Bowls that had two Mark Messier moments.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody's compared to that just because of the symbolism that it really equates to when you think about the enormity of that game six in Jersey.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't easy for them to get through Vancouver either, by the way.
Right, and these the reason why the comparisons are coming up, and we're not saying that they're the same. I mean, the entry point to the conversation was Boomer saying that people were reaching out to him saying that Brunson is messy. It's not that yet. But it's also, it's a conference finals where your team's down 3-2, on the road when you haven't won in over 50 years. So that's where the comparisons are right now.
And they both wear number 11.
Yeah.
And they're both the captain of their respective teams.
Right. Right, exactly.
All right? I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
There are, but until you're holding up the Larry O'Brien like Mark Messier held up the Stanley Cup, then the comparison stopped. I mean, as much as we love Jalen Brunson, he's got to, you know, in that class, you can't just be knocking at the door.
And by the way, you know, we get a lot of posts that come to us on X. Mm. And I just thought that this was a very interesting one. And because it is New York sports and it is because it's two teams that play in the same building and two players that wore the same number and 50 years apart. I mean, like the team's championships are essentially the same amount of years apart from when they won the last championship. I mean, come on.
Who's the Landry Shamet on the 94 Rangers?